It is spring and it is time for You Are My Spring. Enjoy! Hello!
Hello!
We are back again. I want to thank the 36 person that have listened to our previous episode. Kamsahamnida.
Okay.
More likely one of them is my mom. Hi, mom. No, she's not listening to our podcast.
I was just wanted to say she listens to an English speaking podcast for 45 minutes. I don't think that
it was specifically on K-drama.
Exactly.
No.
How boring. I don't even know what it is about. Don't worry.
They're speaking English, talking about Korean dudes. Perfect.
Taking their shirts off.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching.
I'm listening. All right, guys, today we're talking not about my mom.
Not about guys taking their shirts off, unfortunately.
No, we did not have any in this one.
Mm-mm.
Kind of upsetting. So we're talking about You Are My Spring.
Ooh.
You Are My Spring. A show from 2021 has been categorized as a drama.
Pretty much it is.
Yeah, kind of. It is. On IMDb, because last time we did the scoring, so I'm going to continue on this one. On IMDb, it was scored 7.4 out of 10, and on my drama list, it's 8.1 out of 10. So, I will say, like, it's not as far as what we thought, technically.
No.
Alright, are you ready for the synopsis? She is so ready, you should see her.
She comes up again, yeah.
Soon enough, she's sleeping, actually. She's like, oh yeah, there, you are my spring.
Yeah, spring is for sleeping. I'm just coming out of hibernation, actually.
Eh, exactly. So, synopsis. A hotel concierge and a psychiatrist with traumatic childhoods form a heartfelt bond while becoming entangled in a perplexing murder case. Doom, doom, doom.
Perplexing and complicated.
Oh my god, it was perplexing enough, yes. Like, my brain hurt trying to figure out what happened. And then Bob was looking at me, she was like, stop! You know you're not going to. I'm like, yeah, why not? With the few information that I have, it could be the butcher.
No.
Of course not. So genre, I said drama, but of course they added also romance, comedy, thriller, mystery. Oh my god, it's everything.
Yeah, kind of.
It is kind of everything. You do have romance, you do have mystery, thriller, blah blah, and drama a bit. Comedy also.
Comedy,
we had really some funny moment, actually. Like, we had really some funny moments. So, yeah, I will agree with that. And even the synopsis is not that bad.
No.
For once
in a while.
It is a good synopsis. Well done.
Acceptable. I'm not saying good.
It's fair enough. It's telling you what kind of you're going to watch without telling you what you're going to watch.
Yeah, but I'm not praising this idiot, so no.
No, of course not. Never. Whoever wrote this, more likely this was... They took the one from Netflix. I don't know. But yeah. Alright, you want to add anything on the synopsis? I don't think so. Don't,
no.
Like, because after it's giving too much of the actual plot, so it's useless to watch.
Yeah.
No, I think your synopsis is pretty good as it is.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Alright, let's talk to about our favorite thing that we keep talking about every single time, and we talk way too long about them. The cast!
It's the main part, so what's the thing?
Exactly. So, our first male lead, of course, we always start by the male leads, you know us. It's Kim Dong-wook.
Oh, I love him.
He was amazing, yeah, I have to say. He is, by the way, 39, just in case of if you wanted to know. So, technically, he is legal. It is fine. This is disgusting, but we have to put this limit. Because he does not look like 39, sorry, but can you tell that this baby face right here? 39? Yes.
He looks a bit different there.
Yeah, but no, look at him! Oh, but that's not him, though.
Yeah.
No. Here it's not him, but here it's him. And all before it was him. But here, for some reason, there is random dude number 55 that is there.
Probably with the same name.
More likely. But look at his baby face. Yeah, when he was younger. Like, but he did not move more. That much. Sorry, but like, clearly he just lost some weight and got a haircut. But clearly he did not change otherwise. Well, likely this is like 2-10 years difference. No issue. All right, so where did we saw that bad boy before? We saw him in Find Me in Your Memory.
You watched it?
No.
I did.
But there. Did you recognize him?
Yes.
Well done.
I knew.
What?
I knew already it's him before we started. And I was like, ah, okay, good. He's back again because I loved his deep voice.
Do you realize that for once in our life, we recognize the actor?
When?
But yeah, deep voice, of course, we heard him talk. We're like, yes! Anyway, he was in The Guest, The King of Pigs, The Concubine. He was in one of my favorite, which is Coffee Prince. Coffee Prince. So old, it's hurting.
Did you not recognize him?
No. I'm sorry. From 2005, I have a pass. Okay? Coffee Prince is for 2007 even. Sorry, I forgot 2 years. But technically, I have a pass for when he was 20 years younger. So, I'm using my pass. He was younger. No, it's actually from that face like I showed you when he's younger. So, no, he did not change that much. But no, I knew him, don't worry. He's also in Along with the God. Along with the God, there is two. One is The Two World and the other one is The Last Chapter. The Last Chapter!
Season 1 and Season 2. Okay, thanks.
Just, or maybe Movie 1, Movie 2. Maybe Movie 3, but we don't know. He was in Special Labor Inspector, Maids, Take Off, Run Into You, Trade Your Love, No Regrets, Three Summer Nights, Radiant Office, The Cat, 5 Cents of Arrows, Happy Killers. He worked so much. Like, seriously, girl, it's not stopping. I may have to stop before I finish the actual list, because clearly he has paid his apartment. He has paid the loan. It's all fine. He is fine.
Yeah, sorry, I just know you from one other one, and that's
he's it. Even I know, I don't know how to pronounce this one, but I want you to say Jungle. But it's not Jungle, it's Jung. That one. You see what I mean? Jungi! I want to call Jungle, because I'm like, it's missing a letter, guys.
No, it's missing an L, so I just put it in regardless.
I don't care, I pronounce it Jungle, you do what you want. So there, so he's also on this one, which is that just came out, basically. So that's our male lead. He was, I have to say, really good. Like, he's really good no matter what.
He always does this serious... more in this serious genre, usually, because the other one which you mentioned when I said, like, yeah, I watched that one, was exactly the same.
Are you in my memory?
Yeah, it's also very serious in a way, you know, there's nothing...
But he has that comical side, because in Coffee Prince, he has the kind of a bit more serious role, but not that much, because he is a teenager, technically, in Coffee Prince.
Yeah, but now he's older anyway.
But yeah, definitely, but I like the fact that now he's taking much more serious role, and... In that role, as the psychiatrist, I could really believe that...
He's one.
Like, he has that calm demeanor from him. It's just coming oozing out of him, basically.
Yeah, it's like...
Another word I don't like, by the way, oozing. It's disgusting, also.
It's not like that we're using it every day.
No, but it's still disgusting to use.
It's like the world can crushing down, and he just steps down, and you feel like, okay, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, if he's there, we're going to be fine, guys.
Yeah.
It's basically this, yeah. So I really appreciate what you did.
Not, maybe, but
of course not. We died in 5 seconds, but he's there. I'm fine. I'm at peace with it. So that's our first lead. Our first female lead is So-Yoon-ji. She's 38. You know her maybe as an actress mainly, but she was also a singer. She was in a group called Milk in 2001, and they disbanded in 2003. So clearly, they did not perform long. But we know her because she was in Why Her, Another Miss Ho. She was in The Beauty Inside.
Yes.
Oh, she was? Yeah. Oh, she's the first lead?
Yeah.
But yeah, of course, I'm still stupid.
I was just thinking.
No, but we talked about it. That's the worst. Like, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we talk. Yeah.
Like, I was just thinking, like, what happened to her now? Brain freeze.
Yeah, really? She was in The King's Daughter. She's in Temperature of Love. She's in Dr. Romantic. She is everywhere. She's in Black Dog Behind a Teacher, The King's Doctor, Face of God. She's in Bring It On, Ghost.
Good that nobody sees that.
Wait, you want even better? She's in Recall of Youth. There. That's perfect. I'm giving up! You know
what?
I
just wanted to say I give up.
That's literally... I think we're stopping here. It's the end of this recording, of this show, of this podcast. This is it. Oh my god, I'm so done with us.
Why with us? With them?
I mean, with everyone. But like, we have no memory. Did we watch Record of Youth? I have a doubt now because I'm like, where? Where was she? She's not the first lead. Was she one of the actresses that is just coming up in one episode?
Yeah, if it's just a fucking cameo, then
I don't care.
Then I don't care.
You know what? I kind of want to know now. Now it's the Record of Youth. Thank you, honey. Image. Give me some. Fucking hell! Yes! She's the oldest...
The Nuna Doctor! For fuck's sake!
That we see in one episode.
We were even discussing it.
Yeah, that's the worst. It's like, when we saw her in Record of Youth, oh yeah, of course her!
Okay, check Bring It On, Ghost.
Oh yeah, let's do Bring It On, Ghost. Now we... Like, yeah, exactly. Now we're looking for everything.
This is a cameo, then I don't give a shit either, so...
Yeah, it's a fucking cameo because I don't even remember that scene, actually. She's like a cell person at one point. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no, sorry. Like, girly, what do you want from me? Like, sorry, but... Like, if she's the lead, fair enough, I should remember.
She has less than if she has around 5 minutes screen time, then I don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, if she's the lead, yes, I should remember her. If she's just one of those characters that you see 5 seconds where he's like, ah, oh, it's going to be 200 pounds, please. And that's it. I am allowed to forget them.
Yeah, yeah. See you, deleted you, thank you.
Exactly. So I'm like, you know what? I feel so much better.
Oh my god. Except Dr. Nuna.
Yeah, Dr. Nuna, I can't believe we forgot. She was cute though in Record of Youth.
Especially that was his scene where it makes him explode.
But it was that scene! That was the scene that made him explode, basically. Anyway, let's go back on her and not the Record of Youth. Let's try to redirect. She's actually with SM Entertainment. She's under that company. That does not change anything on the fact that she's actually quite good. I liked her. I liked her. She had, I have to say, her crying scene were good. There is just one where she went a bit overboard, a bit too much. Yeah. But after it's a crying scene, but for me, I was like, I believed her sadness again. Like, both of them, they had actually both a crying scene. I have to say, I liked both of hers. And he had also a nice one by himself.
I liked them all. I like just the one not where, you know...
When she's on the phone?
I don't know when it was again, but I know she was crying and then it got a bit like, woman, now it's getting a bit unbelievable. And then she went back into the normal sobbing again. I'm like, okay, now it's...
I think that's the one we were talking with, the one where she's on the phone with her mom. Where she's like, before everything happened. I can't say more because otherwise it's a spoiler. But... I think it's that conversation that she has with her mom, where she's like, do you realize he's all alone, basically? And you ask him to be healthy. Like, that conversation where she was crying, and for me, that was the moment where she was like this, like, that's too much at that moment. Like, that first cry scene where you were revisiting those trauma, fair enough. But in that moment, you don't need it to be shaking everywhere, basically, for me.
For me, it wasn't the voice, not the shaking, I didn't care. For me, it was more like, it was almost like kind of going into hilarious. And I was like, nah, it's
unnecessary.
That's not believable anymore. Yeah. Okay, it's like, oh, forget it. Anyhow, move on.
Anyway, so that's how.
But otherwise, emotionally wise, they were all good.
Yeah, I have to say, like they all managed to do well in their crying scene and everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, believable. Like if you are a first listener, you don't know, but if you have listened to our show many, many times, first of all, thank you. And second of all, you know that we are judging the actor like role and way of playing by their crying scene mostly. If they have one, this is how we kind of like can
or how versatile in their characters they are.
Exactly. If we have seen him like in more seen him or her actually in more than one thing, and we are like, you know what, I believe this, I believe also that he was the cutie pie, I believe that he was a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
For me, it's kind of like that either the range or that they are able to cry easily and to make it believable.
Yeah.
Because, again, if you look pretty when you cry, no.
No. Nobody does.
Nobody does. All right. Let's talk about a second lead, technically.
Yeah, he was kind
of. So, Yoon Park, he's 35. I don't know why I'm saying this. He's with JYP Entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
As a label. Where did we saw him? He is in Forecasting Love and Weather. He is in Fan Letter Please. He is in Radio Romance. He is in My Shy Boss. He is in Beautiful Love, Wonderful Life. He's in Birth Care Center. Oh, this one is on my list, actually.
Yeah,
as many, everything is on that list. He's on Legal High, What Happened to My Family, The Package, Flower of Queen.
Yeah. Saying what happened to my family, yeah, exactly.
Yes, yeah. He's in 81 class, of course. And she's like, what?
Yes. Oh, well, I didn't like that show anyway, so
no, we do not.
Point to
he's actually in Beneficial Fraud with the fast lead again. They're going to be in the same one. The Tuna and the Dolphin, the Good Doctor. He's in Good Doctor.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Good. He's in Puberty Medley. He's in Misty Pocket Ball.
Yeah, it's one of these cases, man. Where would you know? I'm telling you, because this is the shit when you have more than one people to save, you know? If you have a 12 or 16 episode and every episode is different.
I kept hurting me.
Then it's obvious that you can't remember every cast, which...
Yeah, I can't remember him, though.
No, me neither. No. That's what I mean, because we had every episode we have a different scenario.
Yeah, we had a different sorry, I'm losing my voice. A different case, so it's hard to kind of follow, so I'm also giving us a pass.
Yeah, if it's something like this, I'm not making mental records. Okay, you played here, you played
no,
there.
No, impossible.
Then I'm dying and my brain is then overloaded.
We already call recognize sometimes the first lead, so give us a break. he played also in Ghost Electronic, Room Number 9, Reset, To My Beloved, The Craving, Blinded Coffee. He have worked so hard.
Like the first one, yeah.
Damn, like, seriously, he worked so well. And I have to say, for this specific role, so, just, I'm not going to give that much. The only thing is that he's playing two characters.
Yeah.
And... I was so impressed of his of his game, basically, because I was blown away every single time when I was seeing those dual characters, basically, that he's playing.
You could figure out straight away which one he was.
First, that was incredible how right away you
alone
knew,
with the facial expression.
Just facial expression That's alone. What I wanted to say. Because he's not doing, like, for example... like changing his hairstyle and no.
But
it's the
voice,
same hairstyle,
the voice
but the voice, the face expression, everything is different.
Yeah.
And that asks for an amazing like work from the actor, and just for this, it was incredible. Like I really believed it, basically. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah.
In this case I find it a bit sad that they don't get anything
recognition-wise.
Yeah. You know, because
not just
this
like
is,
this
is a feat. It's not easily.
It's so easily, hard. Yeah. Like you have to do this perfectly, basically.
Yeah.
Like it's so hard to be able to do those kind of roles, and no, they
like
don't
to
have.
Know how he prepared himself for that one.
I have no idea.
Well, we'll never know. But
of course not.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was really impressed by his his role, and for some reason, it kind of made me respect him even more as an actor.
Yeah, so he's top of the list of our believable.
Yeah.
I could believe each of the characters. Like, yeah, that's you, and yeah, that's you.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like actually our top three leads were all believable.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm really like, the casting must have done an amazing job, and I don't know how they prepared, but they were amazing all in their own rights. And even him, I kind of want to check what he did more. I don't think it's a fluke. He can't be just like, you can't do this
on the
you know, so he must be really an incredible actor.
Especially for 16 episodes, no.
No, yeah, you can't. No, he's really, really good. So I was happy to kind of like discover him, because in the other things that we saw him, he was not lead. Like here, he has a lead. He has a lead role. So in Mystic Blah Blah Blah, sorry, but like just one episode is not for me. I'm like, okay, you're just one of the background. Sorry, dude. You know what I mean? But here he had really a much more important role.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see him more of him. So yeah, we'll watch the one in my list. Then after, I just want to, we're not going to go again, like on all, because there is way too many people, but again, I want to talk about the main role. So we have Nam Gori also, that played the actress.
Oh, yeah.
It's just because at the beginning we had an issue with her anyway.
She was a bit annoying.
Because she was annoying, but then at the end, it kind of turned into one of my favorite characters.
Actually, yeah.
Because she was adorable, actually. So she's a singer actress. Also, she's spotting of Sia, and she has a sibling, by the way.
Good for her.
I don't know why. Like, it's just an information that I have. Like, all of a sudden, I go down to see her list of movies that she did, but clearly, she didn't do that many. All of a sudden, I see that she has a sibling, and I was like, "Good for you, honey." Like, what?
Why do I need to know that?
But I don't know, but it's said. So there, so now you know, like me, I learned. So there, I want to talk also about her brother. I don't think so. Like, he was cute, but...
Yeah, no.
So she has a brother that is played by Kang Yeon.
I saw him before as well somewhere.
He's adorable. You saw him Johnson by The Secret thing. Romantic, blah blah, from Johnson, like The Secret Romantic. He's on that one.
I haven't seen that yet.
Ah, I thought you were. But he's on The Red Sleeve. He's on Little Woman. He's on Welcome. Rookie Historian also.
That's why, because when I saw him,
it's always complicated when they are chosen. I know we
keep
giving. Yeah,
because I saw him, I thought like, I think with some
handbook.
Some handbook. I think I saw you already, but I was like, no, probably not. And you know how your brain works. And I'm like,
you're more likely wrong.
But now that you said like here, The Red Sleeve, okay, makes sense. I watched that one.
After, I wanted to talk about quickly. Well, we saw one of our favorites from Tomorrow. That was Yeon Ji-won.
Yeah.
He was adorable in that role. I really appreciated to see him again physically.
Yeah.
I want to talk quickly also about Kim Wei-hwan that played her best friend.
Ah, yeah. The first lead best friend.
The first lead best friend. Yeah, she was playing her best friend. She played in Waikiki 2. She played in Unlock, that is the newest film that everyone is talking about. She's in Suspicious Partner, she's in Richmond, Dolok. She's in Suspicious Partner. I don't remember. Wait, it seems that she's also in Welcome to Waikiki, but the first one.
Yes, she is.
The sister?
I can't remember, but when I close my eyes, I can see her face on the set. So
so good for you.
Good for me, at least. But I don't know which character.
She's also in Naughty Boy, What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, The Innocent Man, Who Are You, Horror History, Hotel King. She's in Secret Garden.
So that you.
I can see. Okay. Oh fuck, I saw this one here also. She's in Manor on High Heels. It's a great movie, actually, by the way. So I'm going to switch from her. And then I just, and on the best friend, the one thing I did not appreciate is how, I get that she was protective with our first lead, but sometimes she was a bit overprotective, and she was projecting also her own issue on the first lead.
Yeah, her own anger.
Her own anger, her own issue, and I was like, this is not her battle, it's yours. Don't give it to her, in a way. Like, don't give that pressure to her. But they never listen to me. It's upsetting. And finally, I want to talk about the mom.
Yeah, mom.
That is played by Ho Young-kyun. She was adorable, that mom. She's one of those actresses that is more likely to be a mom role now.
Yeah, but I found it a bit like... I was thinking like, okay, when did you get then your daughter? When you were 16 or what? Because...
Yeah, she looked so young. Yeah, like, yeah. But clearly, it seems that she's 53.
Is she?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So also, I think she just looked young. And she said, fuck off to time. Because she still looked good. You saw her maybe in First Wife Club, Young Lady and Gentleman. She's saying no, but I know you watched this one.
No.
Don't a Young Lady and Gentleman.
Yes, I'm watching it. But I stopped it, and so far I can't remember her, no.
Wait, her brain is working. Well, you can see.
It's another mom, yeah. She's the mother of the first lead when they're hiding in the house. Oh, she's so annoying there. That's why
a shame.
It.
She remembered.
Yeah. And that's why I stopped. One of the reasons why I stopped, because the family is so annoying.
Well, that's a pain, yes. So where did we saw her also? Like, not only on those ones, because, wow, she played in so many.
Yeah.
Wow, that list that keeps going down. Girl, stop. So she played in One Family, Four Legendary, which is, bleh, can't speak. Don't Cry Bird. She's, wow. That's literally the, she's, wow. The Empire, Beautiful Gunsim. The Great Chair, Miss Aduma. Kind of sound funny.
Mm.
She's in Radio Romance 2. So that means that she played with another one that was also in Radio Romance. Protect the Boss. My Roommate is a Gumiho. You didn't watch this one?
My Roommate is a Gumiho, yeah.
Okay, so she's there too, technically.
Okay.
She gave up now.
Mm.
So there, and I wanted to make a kind of a shout out to the mom, because the mom is really, I had an issue with at the beginning with her, because I found her way harsh in the way of how she was raising her little daughter, where I was like, leave her some space to, like, don't break her.
Fantasy bubble, yeah. When
exactly.
She read the
All those like, but fantasy, and I know, like, all those, like,
fairy tales. Yeah.
When she's reading all those fairy tales, and you kind of need that as a little
kid,
girl,
yeah.
to have those dreams of it can be like this.
Oh yeah, she burst every bubble.
Every bubble, like, at the second it was like, no, but like, he's going to leave her. He's going to blah blah. She's going to die later. I was like. She is six!
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I get that your life is bad. Like, your life is bad, clearly. But I'm like, do something for your daughter and leave her a tiny bit of hope.
Yeah.
That it can get better. You're lucky that your daughter did not turn worse, actually, with what you did, in a way.
Exactly, yeah.
Because for me, I was like, damn, woman, like, give us a break. Give her a break.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, that was a bit like, okay.
For me, I was a bit... It kind of bothered me. After I understand it, because of course she was having a shitty time, so she doesn't want her daughter to think that, like, some knight on, like, you know, some knight in armor is going to come save her. Fair enough, but do you have to... Like, she's 6, 7, like, it's already hard enough for her. Give her some hope.
Yeah.
In a way.
No, but she didn't.
She did not. And even later on, she was quite selfish-ish, in a way. Even in her way of thinking. It was really kind of really selfish and preserving herself first.
When she spoke with the male lead, you mean?
Yeah, kind of. Not even this. It's like also when she was at the temple where she, like, you know, the other mom, they're like, well, I'm praying first for my kids, then after me. And she's like, oh, no, I'll pray first for myself. And I was like, fair enough. I get it. But I'm like, and then it's because she was kind of forced that she put her kid's name, not because she kind of thought about it first. And I'm like, for a mom that kind of sacrificed everything for their kid is a bit weird, I will say.
Mm.
And also after, because she kind of like, she was weird about the whole like first lead, like the two first leads kind of like getting into each other. This, you know, when they talked, when she talked after with her, I was like, it's selfish for you to think that your daughter is going to be staying with you your whole time. You know what I mean? I'm like, you should wish for her to have a good guy.
Yeah, but that's how they sometimes are.
Yeah, but...
because they have nobody else, so they...
I know, but for me, I don't know. It does not sit well with me. It's just, it's me personally, where it's just not sitting well. Same thing where all of a sudden they had to...
They always cling then when...
Yeah.
When they finally see, oh...
that they're more likely going to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also that whole thing where... when we had a kind of an arc on dads... and I was kind of like, oh, but you have to forgive them. I was like, no, you don't. If they are assholes, I'm sorry, even if they are your parents, even if they are sick, even if they are getting old. If they are assholes, you should not apologize. You should not be more understanding. That's one thing that always also, like, bothers me. In K-drama specifically, is where, like, they are like, for example, the dad... where he is not supportive, he's not showing any respect, love to his children. But they're like, but you know, we should like forgive him and give him a pass because he's getting old. And I'm like, he's not going to change now. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah. He's not going to change, fair enough, but I can decide to stop the fucking bullshit, basically.
You mean that when...
the best friends.
Yeah.
So I was thinking much more of this situation for me. That's something that in K-drama, when it's happening, I always have an issue where they are like, oh, but you should forgive your parents because they're old. And I'm like, oh, that's the main reason? No.
It's the only reason they can give, that's it.
But yeah, but that's what always bothers me, knowing.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
But then, after, I have to say that whole show was interesting on the whole, because it's, of course, you have a psychiatrist there and he's really dealing with people that need help. And it was the whole point of that show. I have the feeling it was kind of to promote, to be like, hey, if you need to go to therapy, go.
If you're not feeling well, go to somebody
that is going to listen to you.
Yeah, that was the main message.
Yeah. And that's true. It is important to have.
Instead of going to a bridge and jump off it. That's what it most like, or whatever you do to...
Yeah. It's like there is always, basically, the message was like, there's always someone out there that will listen to you.
Yeah, if you can't...
You just have to find that right person in a way, which can be complicated.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, not to give up just because you don't feel it with the first one.
Yeah, also, which is super important, actually.
Hmm.
Specifically when it's coming to therapy and psychiatric work that you do. You have to feel comfortable with the doctor you go to for that therapy. You have to feel comfortable. And if that doctor is not matching how you feel, what you need, basically, it's fine to go see someone else until you find someone that is going to be like, I get you. I'll be there. I'm listening. Because that's what they mainly need to do, is just to listen, to give you, to guide you, or to give you advice, or whatever you need. But yeah. That was the main message behind that whole show, in a way. She's really contemplative right now.
No. It's just like... yeah, that's the whole message. What else you want me to say? I mean, I'm not... I'm just thinking, like, I would never go to one.
Well, that's your personal...
Yeah, that's my personal thing. I was just thinking, like, contemplative from the last scene. I was like, yeah, fair enough, but... I wouldn't go to one. I would not feel comfortable with any of them anyway, because I'm not feeling comfortable around people. Thank you.
Especially
someone I'm just meeting, like, no.
No.
I would not even see the point going there.
For me, if it's the first lead, yes, I'm going, but just to see his face.
But you don't know.
But if it's the first lead, yes, I'm going. Hi, first lead! Maybe it will help. But at least I'm going.
Just for the face, or what?
But yeah, of course. Sorry, but that can help.
I choose my psychiatrist after the face looking. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when you don't have any other issue to discuss about. That's clearly the last thing. But yeah. No, otherwise, well, nothing much to say actually about that show. Because that's the main thing.
Yeah, that's just the ending I did not like.
The last episode was underwhelming. Like, it was not like, oh, nothing. Don't get me wrong, not every time it has to, things have to happen. But this one was contemplative. We just, like, walk around between each characters in a way, and I was like, yeah, I'm saying goodbye. Bye! Like, see ya!
The whole last episode was...
It was not needed.
No, it's a waste of space. Waste of time for me.
It could have been 15 episodes. You could have finished in, like...
15 and then, like, just a recap here. Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's it. But, like, really, like, was it really needed? No. Mm. It was not. Not that much.
Disappointing.
So, yeah, for me... because after the even the main story is not... There's not much to say. So that's why at the end we talked actually quite a lot for this one for the ranking. So actually on this one we rank it 7 out of 10. Yep. Because we were like 8, 9 or 10 way too high. And also our 8, 9 or 10 ranking is basically we ask ourselves one simple question, which is, would I rewatch it? Yes or no? If it's yes, then it can be 8, 9, 10. If it's no, then it's under, basically. And for this one, it's a no. I'm happy to have watched it. Cute. Nice moment.
The whole time it was amazing, but yeah.
But then nothing... it's like, okay, I watched it. I'm not going, I don't want to rewatch it right away, basically. I'm like, no, I'm fine. Like,
I watched it, I got the message. Thank you very much.
Let's move on.
Let's move on, yeah.
Yeah, basically. So.
It's not a waste of time.
Yeah, am I going to tell you to watch it if you did not? Yes.
Yes.
If you have watched it, you're one of the good ones, basically, because it's a good one to watch. You're not going to lose your time. It's going to be very a comfortable moment, basically. Like,
it's and interesting because it's still there. It's a murder.
There
to
is still exactly. Stuff. There is still like things happening during the whole series. So until they solve this, you have a nice pace. The only thing is, yeah, it's just like, okay, I see your point. Thank you. Anyway.
Yeah, and that's it.
So, it's a good 7 out of 10. I won't rewatch it. I'm happy I watched it. I don't have the feeling I lost my time with it.
No.
And that's it. It was a good show, but not transcending, basically.
Yeah, it had not like, oh my god, I need to, when can I watch it again? Now I have to wait or something.
I know,
like
it was, basically we never pushed like to watch two episodes in one night or we never did this. It was just like, okay, yeah, fair enough, it's finished. There.
Yeah.
That was it, basically. So, there, like, it's literally, as you can feel, this is how we feel.
Like, it sounds like very, I think, they might think like, wow, that must be so boring as fuck. No, it's actually not, but there is nothing special about
exactly.
It, which elevates it to the next level.
Yeah, where we can tell you, like, oh my god, it's amazing. No, watch it if you want. Watch something else if you don't want. Or, you know what I mean? It's like, you're not going to miss something. You're not going to... it's not going to revolutionize the genre or anything, but you're going to have a nice time and that's it. And that's exactly why I can't tell more, is because I'm like, I have nothing more to say.
Exactly.
So a good 7 out of 10. We're going to continue the next one, guys. Don't worry. We're not finished. We're starting our heavy stuff with Juvenile Justice. I don't know what is going to go, where it's going to go. Let's see. We see you soon, guys.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.